was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor. While the hand they hold behind their backs confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls strings and makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Hey, 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 Resurrect the Republic, the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, and I am joined by my co-host, Miss Lori Anderson. Lori Anderson, a co-host of the Resurrect the Republic show, as well as a contributor for Freedom Outpost and ResurrectTheRepublic.com, RTR Truth Media. You know, it's been a little while since Lori jumped on with me, but we hope to have this her here more regularly. You know, welcome again, my co-host, to the show tonight.
Oh, thank you very much, Tom.
Yeah, I just, I wanted to start off because I'm, you know, I was using Wells Fargo for a little while. Just something leapt out at me. I don't know if you heard about this or not, but you know that Wells Fargo, the Bureau fines Wells Fargo $185 million. California and federal regulators fined Wells Fargo a combined $185 million on Thursday. This is out of the Associated Press, alleging the bank's employees illegally opened millions of unauthorized accounts for their customers in order to meet aggressive sales goals. The San Francisco-based bank will pay $100 million to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, a federal agency created 5 years ago. $35 million to the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency and $50 million to the city and country and the county of Los Angeles. We'll also pay restitution to affected customers. Gee, I wonder if I'm one of them.
Oh, my Lord. That is absolutely, you know, and that goes so much with what we've been talking about. These globalist elite bankers and politicians, the globalist elite, are getting caught left and right now. The people are standing globally, not just here in the United States of America. And we want to bring good news on this show for our listeners, as well as the realistic, some of the bad news as well. But no, I hadn't heard about that. But I'm glad to hear it.
Blows my mind. You know, these people are just relentless, relentless, relentless.
Remember, Wells Fargo is tied to isn't it CCA or CAA?
Not sure. That's a good question. I know that they're tied in with. Well, they were doing some illegal stuff there for a while. I don't want to speak until I, you know, I don't have my facts in a row. But I know that this is not the first time that they have been. You know, they've been doing some nasty stuff. I remember that, what was the name of the corporation? CBC? No. Oh, anyway, it doesn't make HSBC. There you go. HSBC. My mother had a loan through one of their credit card companies, and we found out that they were essentially a global criminal syndicate, that they were laundering illegal money. And, you know, I often said to my mom, I said, you know, we should probably file something against them, because they're essentially using their customers' money for illegal purposes. And I wonder if that means that, you know, you can essentially write off. Well, anyway, I mean, it's just it never ceases to amaze me the levels that they go to.
Right. And, anyway. And you know, just to go off of that, because I was looking that up while you were speaking, and just to confirm, I was right. Wells Fargo, there was a 2012 report by the AfricanBlackCoalition.org, and they found in the report, now I don't know if this is their report, but they posted it, and it says that the CCA, Wells Fargo, is a major lender to Corrections Corp of America, or CCA, the largest private prison company in the country, acting as the syndication agent and issuing lender on CCA's $785 million line of credit. GEO, Wells Fargo, is a major investor in GEO Group, with $95.5 million invested through its mutual funds and services as trustee for $300 million of the company's corporate debt. As well as MTC, Wells Fargo is a lender to Management and Training Corporation, or MTC, is a private company, and so it is difficult to find data on its investors and lenders. But Wells Fargo is listed as a lender to MTC in a Utah UCC filing. So, yes, they definitely are connected to the private prison system as well.
Yes. Oh, and there's something else that jumped out at me that I wanted to mention tonight regarding Trump's content on the military generals have been reduced to rubble. That is the statement that he made. And if you would recall, and I'm sure our audience recalls, the purging.
Yes.
That Obama did at the top levels of the brass, removing mostly all of the conservative-minded generals and placing his select in at the top. And basically that means the more liberal or the ones that will play the game of the executive rather than do their jobs, which is to uphold and support and defend the United States Constitution. But then Clinton turned around and she had made a comment here. I'm looking at another piece from the Associated Press. Hillary Clinton blasted Donald Trump on Thursday for his, get this, condemnation of American military generals, which is not, he didn't condemn the military generals, and his praise for Russian President Vladimir Putin. Again, he didn't praise Putin. What he's trying to do is build a bridge so that they can possibly work instead of being the little globalist puppet that Clinton wants to be by creating division. Anyway, saying her Republican opponent in the U.S. presidential election had failed at proving he can be commander-in-chief. He failed. Look, he hasn't even had an opportunity to do the damage that Hillary has done. If anybody has failed to show their ability at being commander-in-chief, oh, what balls on this lady. Anyway,
can you quote for me any policy in Congress that he voted for, Senate, or signed executive order, or anything that he signed out of the presidential seat, please? Because I'd like to see it.
Well, it says here that every Republican holding or seeking office in this country should be asked if they agree with Donald Trump. Well, not to mention this, but many of the purged generals all openly and very vocally support Trump. So what he's saying essentially is you got rid of some of the best and you put into their positions these guys that'll do whatever you want. And I got a problem with that. And Clinton has the balls at attacking him like he's being a military basher or something. And it says here, what would Ronald Reagan say about a Republican nominee who attacks America's generals and praised Russia's president? Associated Press is kind of drippingly liberal at the moment, I guess. This article is by Catherine Lucy and Steve Peoples.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord have mercy.
Well, I remember in 2013, WND did an article, and this was in 2013, so we're talking 3 years ago. that there was Boykin had referred to recent reports that Obama had purged some 197 officers then.
Mm-hmm.
At that time. Now, remember, it wasn't just generals that they were purging either.
It wasn't Trump that reduced anybody to rubble. It was Obama.
Well, Obama and Hillary and everybody else going along with it, whether it be the rhinos, neocons, whatever you want to call them. I call them traitors.
You know, and they're making this whole immigration thing about Mexicans again. It's not what Donald Trump. Donald Trump isn't attacking Mexicans immigration. He's attacking immigration on the border to Mexico because it's so lax. And when they keep saying, oh, he's anti-Mexican, anti-Mexican, he's got a lot of Mexican-American supporters who came through legally and did everything that they were supposed to do to become citizens, which don't get me started on the whole 14th Amendment citizen. But, you know, good intention from people that don't know any better. But anyway, what he was standing against was obviously the immigration that lets these coyotes come across now, these criminals that they're essentially are not just – they're not raping Americans. They're raping the female Mexicans that they're bringing into the country. Yep. But a lot of these women, before they ever make it to the United States, are being traumatized and raped and taken advantage of by the very people that are getting them here, which is, again, one of the things that he said was a problem. But you know, this is continuously, the media is such thick, constant dishonesty. I mean, they can't be honest about anything. Oh my Lord!
No, they can't. And what's funny is you know, I know immigrants that have come here.
Me too.
And every one of them have told me they're voting for Trump. the ones that have become citizens that are allowed to vote, they're going to vote for Trump. And the ones that are here, like that I know that are on work visas and stuff like that, they've told me that if they were allowed to vote, they would vote for Trump because they didn't leave Mexico to come over to the United States of America in order for it to start turning into a situation like Mexico.
Yes, yes. You know, it's amazing that the post that I got that's explained that 88 U.S. generals and admirals endorse Donald Trump in a public letter was a Breitbart article that I have here. And imagine who posted that. I wonder who posted that. Not like, you know, when I do a Google search now, your posts, if whatever the subject is, if you made a post about it, you're like the third in line now of my Google searches. So you're getting out there, honey. Some 80 retired U.S. generals and admirals are endorsing Donald Trump in an open letter saying that they support the Republican nominee and his commitment to rebuild our military, to secure our borders, to defeat our Islamic supremacist adversaries, and restore law and order domestically. As retired senior leaders of America's military, we believe, they say, that such a change can only be made by someone who has not been deeply involved with and substantially responsible for the hollowing out of our military and the burgeoning threats facing our country around the world, the letter states. For this reason, we support Donald Trump's candidacy to be our next commander-in-chief. It is a great honor to have such an amazing support from so many distinguished retired military leaders, Trump said in response to the endorsement. I thank each of them for their service and their confidence in me to serve as commander-in-chief. Now, this is a direct endorsement by these generals and admirals, and this is a direct statement from Donald Trump. It could not be any more clear what and how they are illustrating, what these folks are talking about, Trump and the generals. Yet, you have the Associated Press who puts out this drivel that makes it sound as though Donald Trump is attacking our generals, all of our respected generals. Well, let me tell you something, folks. Those generals have gotten us into much of a pickle by reducing our military in ways that it shouldn't and building it up in ways that it shouldn't. I mean, it's like a tipping scale. Mike, I'm sending over the Breitbart article. It has a video in that article. If you could, when you get a chance, pull that video up and play that. Thanks. Folks, look, you guys know where Lori and I both stand on the de facto. Let me first say that we're not losing our minds. We're not jumping in with both feet to the, embracing the de facto. But at the same time, the de facto has the 90% of the nation captivated and are responsible for creating or able to take their right foot and step it right back into the republic form of government, I might add. They could step back into the lawful side. But, well, that's a subject for another day. You know how we stand on the 14th Amendment, on the Constitution, the Articles of Confederation. I just want to let you guys know we're not losing our minds, okay? Right. But we have a clip ready from the Breitbart article. I want to go ahead and roll that clip.
My name is Catherine, and I am a military mom. My son is currently serving in the U.S. Air Force.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
My question for you, Mr. Pence, is time and time again, Trump has disrespected our nation's armed forces and veterans, and his disrespect for Mr. Khan and his family is just an example of that. Will there ever be a point in time when you're able to look at Trump in the eye and tell him enough is enough?
It's okay.
You have a son in the military.
It's okay.
How do you tolerate his disrespect?
Well, I thank you for the question. It's all right. Folks, that's what freedom looks like, and that's what freedom sounds like, okay? Captain Khan is an American hero, and we honor him and honor his family as we do all Gold Star families in this country. I have never been around someone more devoted to the armed forces of this country, more devoted to the families of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marine, and Coast Guard, and no one more devoted to the veterans in this country. Donald Trump supports our soldiers and supports our veterans like no other leader in my lifetime.
Well, there you have it. Now, this is Pence. I have some issues with Pence. Okay, I do. And Khan is good. Tell us about Khan.
Well, if you remember, they made this big thing because they got up on stage and he held up the quote-unquote Constitution. And anyone who, if they actually paid attention to what Mr. Khan held up, it was not the United States Constitution. It was, as Shobot reported, because he did the pictures on it, he pulled the stuff out of it, and it's actually pro-Sharia. Khan actually supports and is connected with Muslim Brotherhood, pro-Sharia, pro-jihadi terrorism.
Isn't there a Clinton Foundation connection in there somewhere?
Exactly, there sure is. Now, here's the thing, okay? I have the utmost respect for his son who lost his life. However, he was sent in under the guise of fighting terrorism, correct? We can agree it's under the guise of fighting terrorism. So he's over there, right?
You mean the proxy wars?
Right. So he's over there under their guise. So he's fighting what his father supports. His father supports the mortars. He's not up there. That was a set up, staged event. His father absolutely, in reality, just by if you read a lot of the stuff that he has written in the past, which I don't have it pulled up right now, so I'm not going to quote it. But the point is, if you read what he has written himself, what he supports himself, then he was pro his son getting killed because he would have been a martyr for Sharia, for Islam, for the jihad, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I say this very strongly, I love my military men and women. I'm ex-military wife myself. I've always supported them. And, I have nothing but mass respect for his son. However, Mr. Khan was a traitor to his son by supporting that for which his son fought against.
Ah, yes. Amen to that. Now, we have to go to a break, folks. We will be right back. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. Lori Anderson and Tom Lackabear-Stewart.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit down, don't be a jerk.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Because your priest will tell you that life begins at conception, but a priest will also tell you it's okay to when you're only 12 with all the horrible, horrible that your priest is pumping into your kid's head. His should be the least of your worries. A little bit of mouthwash and a few years of therapy will get rid of that. That will torture you for a lifetime.
Just look at all of the degenerate entertainment they peddle into children who don't have the wherewithal to know what's better than nonsense. They're preying on the innocence with lunacy, drip drop, pish posh, poppycock buffoonery. The urgency is illustrated oh so beautifully. I'm sorry that it had to get to this level for you to see. You've been getting raped in your ass. Your advisors are akin to a snake in the grass. But you keep on listening while they're whispering in your ear. You don't hear the conditioning. I'm irate by the shit that I've been witnessing. That's why I must protect my state like militiamen. These sycophants.
Payday Monsanto! On Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast, folks, Payday Monsanto has an iTunes account. You can go to YouTube and find Payday. You can go to ResurrectTheRepublic.com and you can find Payday Monsanto's links on our website. And I highly suggest that you send your young folks to listen to that. If they listen to hip-hop music, they shouldn't be listening to this gangster rap that melts their mind. Let them listen to some truth. Let them get some real stuff in their head. Anyway, Lori, I do believe you want to mention something before I mention this Marine recruit who killed himself. Go ahead on with Mr. Muslim Brotherhood Khan.
Right. And what I wanted to address everybody's attention, like I said, I have full respect for his son who served in our military.
Yep.
And that does not change the fact of him giving up his life in order to try and free, I guess, people from terrorist as a proxy, if you will. He probably didn't know that.
Yeah, so, a lot of these young folks don't know that when they join.
A lot of them don't.
Join.
They go and they join and they really think they're fighting for us. And you have to give them respect
for
that.
I have to say something here, folks, just because, you know, I have the utmost respect for our veterans. I really do. Amen. And our military folks. It is through their idealistic view, their good hearts, their desire to serve. Many of them I know are diehard constitutionalists. Many of them have had to keep their mouths shut in this Obama administration after realizing and learning what's really going on. My advice to anyone is, until we have a true republic form of government, don't join the military. That's my advice. Right. That doesn't mean I disrespect the folks that are in. But don't join the military. Don't be part of these proxy wars. These wars for other nations, and we know what nations they are. These wars for other people that have nothing to do with the national security of the United States or the well-being of you or me or our families or our friends. It is an empire building. This is nothing that the founder said. What did the founder say? I do believe one of the more popular statements was ally with none, trade with many.
Correct.
Anyway, go ahead on Mr. Muslim Brotherhood Khan.
Right. So this Mr. Khan, he's not only guess where he's from. Where is he originally from? Do you know, Tom? Because I
no, didn't. I don't. No, I don't. Go ahead, share.
Saudi Arabia.
Oh, our so-called ally that is one of the most extremist Islamic societies. Don't get me started with what we did to Libya and what they're trying to do to Syria. Even though Libya and Syria, and no threat posed to the United States whatsoever. Right. But Saudi Arabia, on the other hand, oh Lord, don't get me started.
Right.
They stone women for and they kill them for being raped. And all the while, the social justice Marxist warrior scumbag cultural Marxist degenerates, they will scream and holler about somebody who makes an offhanded comment. Mm-hmm. Yet they want to embrace, not all Muslims are bad, which is true. Not all Muslims are bad. We don't speak about all Muslims being bad. We speak about extremists, just like, hey, I don't discriminate. Lori, you know that. I'm about to go into that uncharted territory with you. I have a problem with all supremacist extremists. Mm-hmm. Islamic, Talmudic, doesn't matter to me. If you think you're better than everyone else, I got a problem with you.
Right.
So, there was a law passed. Now, before you... kill that for 1 second, please. Listen, I have a problem with these folks, and I'm going to talk to you about that on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN. I hate that short break.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
On the Republic Broadcasting Network, I'm your host, Tom Lackenbarra-Stewart. I'm joined with Lori Anderson. Folks, now you know that RBN has archives, right? We have archives, and I suggest that you use them and you share them and you do all that with them. I have a podcast that I do that I use for my own archive purposes, which is Spreaker.com. You can also share and spread that, and to keep yourselves so that you're aware, We do not receive compensation for our work. Our compensation comes directly from our audience. We don't see any ads, any ad revenue from the promoters. That's RBN, and RBN needs your help too. However, I would ask that you go to resurrecttherepublic.com and you click on that little PayPal little button there, because our bills are due this month. I would really like not to have to put them out of pocket. We do provide this show for you for your entertainment as well as your informative ways to expand your views of the world. So we would appreciate your assistance with that. Now, I do know Lori, you're just about chomping at the bit to finish this con piece, right?
Yes, I am.
And then we're going to get to some callers. So go ahead and give me what you got on con.
Okay, so let's remember Hillary Clinton's one of her major donors, by the way, Saudi Arabia. So Mr. Khan, the father, not the one who obviously was in our military and passed away, but the father, he graduated from Punjab University Law College. Uh-oh, another attorney we're speaking about here. He specialized in international trade law in Saudi Arabia. An interest lawyer for Islamic oil companies, Khan wrote a paper called The Defense of OPEC to defend the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, an intergovernmental oil company consisting of mainly Islamic countries. Now, what you also need to know, Mr. Khan, the attorney Mr. Khan, not only has the Muslim Brotherhood connections and that good little stuff, he was co-founder of the Journal of Contemporary Issues in Muslim Law, Islamic Sharia. Mr. Khan is a promoter of Islamic Sharia law within the United States of America. During the 80s, Khan wrote a paper that was titled Juristic Classification of Islamic Sharia Law. He allocated on the system of Sharia law, expressing his reverence for the Sunnah, the works of Muhammad, authentic tradition of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. A snapshot of his essay can be seen here. Now I'm reading off of So they have photos of his work. He does very much support the type of Sharia that has the mortar killings, that has the beheadings, and all of that good little stuff that goes along with Sharia. So then when you find out, when this information was gotten out to the people, Mr. Khan, of course, he had a law office. It's K.M. Khan Law Office, Attorney at Law. Well, miraculously, they took their website down.
Of course they did.
After this came out because of, you know, him attacking Trump and they were getting this information out. Now, Hogan, it also says that Khan needs further study and analysis to see how his connection with Hillary Clinton's campaign, since he serves the interest of the Muslim oil companies as well as Muslim immigration into the United States. He is also using his attorney to help these refugees come into the country, Tom.
Lori, I have to share something with you. Mike, yeah. Roll it.
I shall leave you as you left me, as you left her. Marooned for all eternity in this
from Star Trek
dead planet. Buried alive. Buried alive.
That's hilarious.
I couldn't resist.
Okay.
Thank you, Star Trek.
So anyway, what has been revealed, okay, is that Mr. Khan says he, like I said, he helps with the Muslim immigration into the United States of America. And Intellis revealed that Mr. Khan himself used to work for Hogan and Hartson and Lovells, which has ties to the Clinton Foundation, which also Hogan Lovells LLP, another firm, U.S. firm hired by the Saudi Arabian, is registered to work for the Royal Embassy of Saudi Arabia through...
No! Again, Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, and it says Robert Kyle, a lobbyist from the firm, has bundled $50,850 for Clinton's campaign. So, what I say again, I have utmost respect for his son.
And not so much for him.
But he is a traitor not only to our people, to our Constitution, but also as well to his son, who was over there under the guise of fighting terrorism. And that's how I'll end that one.
And I will say, in the same words of Captain James Tiberius Kirk, Khan! All right, we have a couple callers we have to get to now.
Excellent, let's get to them.
Yes, Ed in Kentucky. Ed, you're on.
Hello, my brother, and shalom, Miss Lori. How you
Hello,
doing?
Hello, my brother, shalom. How are you, my brother?
Hello. Very nice to meet you.
You could also add a Saudi Arabia family to send my butt to Kuwait.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a backdoor deal to his good friend, George Sr. Hey, Georgie, we don't want Sodom to be... See, this is what it was about, people, and I'll break it down very simple. If Saddam Hussein would have wanted Kuwait, Kuwait happens to be, believe it or not, the largest oil producer of the Middle East.
Yeah,
and he who controls the most oil is head prime minister of OPEC. They did not want Saddam to be head prime minister of OPEC because prime minister of OPEC controls pricing, shipping, manufacturing, distilling, everything.
And Ed, wasn't it not Kuwait? Now, from what I was told, Kuwait was sideways fracking into the Iraqi oil fields, and Saddam, who was an ally of the United States, sought United States blessings to be able to stop them from doing what they were doing, which was why the invasion took place. And then,
that was also part of it.
And then Bush turned around and he said, he had amnesia all of a sudden, and he attacked Saddam. I remember him saying, Saddam. Yes, we're going to get that evil Saddam.
But they couldn't have him doing that gold.
My butt went back over there again. My third tour, left with a sick wife, not knowing if she was going to die at any moment. Went over there, did my job. Lost three people in my unit.
I love you, Ed.
And the thing is, I have a message for Mr. Khan. And I know this is going to get out to him.
I hope it
does. On behalf of your son, may the wrath of Yahweh haunt you from now to eternity.
Amen.
Because you do not know what wrath is until it is.
Yeah. It won't be the wrath of Khan. It'll be the wrath of God.
That's right.
Because let me tell you something, Mr. Khan. And my brother here, Tom, will tell you, I trust no man. I trust Yahweh only.
Yep.
So you and all your little politicians, your Trumps, your Clintons, your Gores, whoever, you're going to face the hand that created you.
Yep.
And I know your names are not in the book of life. And I will personally escort you all to hell because I'll be the only one leaving.
Oh, I'll be right by your side, bro.
And you know what,
Ed? Ladies and gentlemen of the world, you're listening to the two most people that I know are telling you the truth. And if you don't believe them, get on that smartphone, get on your iPad, get on your computer, and do a little research.
That's it.
Because that's all I do all day. I love you both. Yahweh bless you both. Have a blessed and lovely weekend and Shabbat day.
Thank you very much,
Ed. We love you too. And I want to say thank you again for your service.
Yes.
We have the utmost respect for our active military, our veterans, the whole nine. They are not the reason that they are in these unlawful invasions. Let's make
that clear. They are the reason that my heart hurts.
Yes, exactly. They are being put, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, because I do understand the UCMJ about duty to disobey. But when you are taken over into a hot zone and you're put in that hot zone, you're going to fight for your life and the life of your brother.
Absolutely.
It's law of nature at that point. It's either kill or be killed at that point. So we understand we do not dislike or we love our military men and women.
God, if we could only get them in an American militia standing their feet on this ground, protecting this ground, protecting their sovereign nation states. Oh, could you imagine?
Or could you imagine if Trump pulls back and doesn't allow unlawful invasions, it has to be approved by Congress as war, and pulls that back, pulls out of NATO. Now, I'm not saying he's saying that, so I want to make that clear to everybody, but I'm saying if he did that, not only would we have secure borders, our men and women wouldn't be dying, and this globalist regime would fall.
They
cannot hold it up without our people, period.
That's right. Okay, we have Jason in Boston. Jason, you're on.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, guys. How are you doing this evening?
Blessed to be alive.
Very blessed.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Both of you, and bless both of you, and if you have children, nephews, everybody else. So
Thank
I must
you.
Say, I'm a little bit intimidated after listening to your last exchange with that caller.
Okay.
that I may be on another side. May I first say hello with your explicit permission? May I say hello to the 6 to 10 friends that I have listening?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Lynn Deb, Bill Beck, Skyer, Mike Harrison, Carolyn, Barb B, and myself, and Bear Bear, and anyone else that I miss, please forgive me. So my point in calling is, it sounds like you guys are either neutral to south of Trump. Is that correct?
I'm neutral because, let me explain my position, and then Lori can explain hers. My research has led me, as well as I believe Lori's has led her, to see certain constitutional usurpations going far back in history, around 150 years ago, starting with before the Civil War, carrying through Reconstruction right after the Civil War, the implementation of the Reconstruction Acts that was supposed to be applied to 11 rebel states, so-called, and then it was applied to the entire nation. And that citizenship that was created essentially created, in my findings, a communist or communitarian citizenship that overrode your state sovereign, your nation state citizenship, your constitutional state citizenship, essentially, and took us all, those who are contract with the federal government, took our feet out of our nation states and placed them in a 12-mile square. And essentially, when they did that, under martial rule law, they kidnapped a couple senators from one state, forcibly met them, forced them to be seated in their quorum. And I could go on and on and on with the constitutional usurpation.
Hang on.
Almost done. To the Act of 1861, to the Federal Reserve Act, to all of that, the bankruptcy in 1933. So to answer your question, we view the current federal government as essentially the de facto. Therefore, it doesn't matter if I absolutely loved Trump or I hated Trump. First of all, Hitlery is just an amalgamation and a nightmare. So that I don't even want to entertain. But I like to pray to God that he may reach into the heart of Trump. And because Trump reached out, his campaign reached out, and they asked us for a copy of our research. And then 2 weeks later came out on their position on immigration, which our research shows that Trump's position on immigration is correct, with the birthright citizenship. And all of that. So to answer your question, I am neutral because I am a student and a professor of history. And as such, I don't have any faith in the executive. Congress is the one that is empowered to be responsible for certain things, and they have fallen far short in their responsibilities. That's my explanation. And then Jason, I'll let you respond, and then Lori, you can explain if that needs to be further explained. So go ahead, Jason.
Hi, Lori. Do you have anything else that you want to add to what the gentleman just said?
Okay, what I wanted to ask, can you repeat the question one more time?
Well, I didn't ask a question.
But pose your. I understand that, but he's essentially saying, are we neutral on Trump, or are we pro-Trump, or, you know, that kind
of
thing.
Oh, okay.
So what you said, sir, was the Act of 1861. It's actually the Act of 1871.
71. 71 is what I said.
Yeah. And I'm not one who holds someone in a debate to specific details, and I'm not someone who you know, put...
That's okay. You can be whoever you want to be, brother. You're free to be who you want to be on this show.
And we love you.
Well, that's exactly
what
I am, and you know that already, don't you? You know that already, don't you? But
okay, so let me go ahead and answer you, and because Tom covered a lot,
I love you.
I don't have to cover that much. So let me just kind of... Aw, thank you. let me just explain, okay? This is the way I see it. I don't know if you know this. I'm sure that you do. The United States is a corporation. It is a company, okay? It's not the United States of America. It is a corporation.
It's a corporation.
Yes.
And every...
You can look that up at 28.
Excuse me.
Yeah, go ahead, Jason.
It's important for... Are we doing a break, Jason?
We are about to go into break, but Jason,
feel free
to stay in as long as you need to. We will be right back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect Republic Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago, when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points, and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, yo, Pop, just got my new black robe, my bench, my new hammer, representing Saturn, the inhibitor. Up in this room with a vermin and rings around it. The mere fact is a felony, it's got me hurting like aw. Wish it was a misdemeanor, I'd be murking them all. I'm not overly concerned at what you heard on the call. All I have in this world is my word and my balls. So if I testify, you can bet your bottom buck I do not invest in lies, you understand I got them stuck.
I'm the judge
if
here.
You babble on the stand, it can get abrupt. I will put the gavel in my hand and just crush your nuts. I will treat you like a stepchild, chill. If the demons don't get you, then the reptiles will.
Yeah!
So understand
Resurrect Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Remember, folks, ResurrectTheRepublic.com. You can also read Lori's articles on FreedomOutpost.com. Don't forget that Freedom Outpost. And Courtroom Observers, I know you may be out there listening, and we are absolutely indebted to you. Anyway, we are on the line with a caller, and I do believe he wanted to finish his point. Jason, go ahead, brother.
Hi, guys. Are we still live?
You're live.
Yes, we are. Go ahead. Excellent. Finish your point okay, so I can answer you.
So you wanted to make your point, and I want to give to the female your point. Please go.
Okay. What I was explaining is the United States is different than the United States of America. The United States is a corporation. If you are not aware of that, you can look up 28 U.S. Code 3002, Section 15, A, B, and C. You can Google that. It is all over. It clearly states that the United States, in quotes, means a federal corporation, an agency, department, commission, board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. So,
if I may,
go ahead, when Lori, Jason's trying to say something. Go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead.
Yeah. So when a great thing to do when you're at Thanksgiving dinner, or when you're at a Christmas opening gifts or something, is to ask how many people are in the United States. How many people are in the United States?
Right. Right.
Oh, and, yeah. Drop the nuclear bomb. He knows I did it. But now you're going to have to answer. He knows I did it, but now you're going to have to answer. How many people exist?
Who signs a
how
1040?
Many states?
Hold on, Lori. Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead, Jason.
How many states are there in the United States?
Oh, there's not 57.
Well,
I couldn't resist. I'm sorry. I couldn't resist. Go ahead.
Okay, let me answer the first question, then I'll answer the second one, because I haven't gotten finished with the first one.
All right, go ahead, Lori, let Lori finish, and then we'll get back to you there, Jason. Hang on a second. Lori, go ahead.
Yeah,
because I really want to explain the first question first so that everybody knows what I mean and where I stand.
Yep.
We understand there's a huge difference between the de jure and the de facto. There is no illusions there. We understand there's a huge difference between the United States and the United States of America. Okay? We also understand that any person who becomes president, quote, of the United States is the president or CEO of a corporation known as the United States. The good thing that I see about Trump, okay, because I have paid attention to the wording, the language that he is using and the different things like that. The good thing that I see about Trump is it would be great to have a CEO of the United States Corporation that is the de facto that could get along with the de jure, which is we the people. Does that make
sense? Amen! Oh, that sounds like a plan. And Jason, I'm sorry, we got the top of the hour break. We have to beat our sponsors. They make the wheels go round and round. So we'll be right back. Jason, hang on to the line because we're not done with you yet. And John in Idaho, you hang on too. We'll be right back. Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on RBN.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.